Hey, Pastor Cooley here. Just some thoughts here this morning that, that I've been thinking about overnight and just situations that have arisen. And when I talk to people out there that are going through different trials, whether they be in this church or whether they be online, people online and correspondence through email and things like that. I want to help you with something. I want you to think about something here. Satan, one thing that Satan wants to do to the people of God, and Satan, he has a desire to destroy the people of God, and he has a desire to isolate the people of God. Sometimes you and I go through trials in life and we believe that we've got to go through those trials by ourselves. And see, that's a trap of Satan right there. When you're going through something very difficult in your life spiritually, that you need to be alone to do that, or you don't need to talk to anybody. Now listen, there's a few reasons why, and Satan will use that against you, okay? One of the things he'll use is he'll use your pride. Because you won't want to talk to somebody about a sin you're struggling with or a problem that you're having. And you'll try to go it alone, or you'll try to fight it alone by yourself without help. And the devil will chew you up and spit you out when you do that. Okay? Don't do that. Don't fall for the devil's trap to get you alone, to isolate you from other Christians or from your church even. And to isolate you from that so he can destroy you. He can chew you up and spit you out. There are so many people out there that are going through trials and tribulations and hardships and things like that. And a lot of times they have it in their mind that they're going through it alone. Whether it's drug addictions or problems. Some people are lost. They're not saved. I understand that. Some people are lying and hiding sin in their life. And then they're trying to battle all this by themselves. And listen, I want to give you some helpful instructions here that I think will be beneficial to you. Number one, if you are going through something by yourself, and you have a challenge by yourself that you're going through, you have all these thoughts in your mind that you're not letting out to anybody else, and you're thinking, well, I got a handle on this. I'm going to be okay. I've got a good handle on everything. But maybe you don't, and maybe your reasoning in your mind, the devil is just using that to afflict your mind and to really harm you. And you're thinking you got the right concept of everything, and really you don't, and you need to go talk to somebody. So the first thing I would suggest you do, find first the most godly person that you know. If you don't have a local New Testament church, number one, you find the most godly person that you know. The one that you know is living for God, that is separate from sin, that is walking in holiness and the fear of the Lord. You go find that person and you go talk to that person. You tell them, hey, listen, I've been struggling with this, or I'm going through this. Would you please pray for me? What do you think about this? And the multitude of counselors that want to not say, listen, we need counselors. We need help. We shouldn't be trying to go alone with everything in this life and thinking, hey, you know what? I got it all figured out. I'm going to be fine. I'll just go this alone. No, you can't do that, okay? You need to talk to people, because the devil likes to take somebody, isolate them, get them off by themselves so he can destroy them. That's what he wants to do. He wants to destroy you. Listen, if you're a child of God, Satan absolutely 100% hates you. You need to understand that. He is your enemy and he hates you. And part of the aspect of the armor is being in a local New Testament church is that as a body coming together, fully armed and ready to fight the battle. Sometimes people are hiding sin in their life. They're hiding things that they're doing and they're trying to get through it alone. They're trying to go it alone and they're being destroyed. Satan will trick you into believing you got it all figured out. Even as you try to walk with God, you'll think, hey, I got it all figured out. I'm just fine. I know what I'm doing. And that's when you're in trouble, friend. That's when you're in trouble. Whether it's trying to, maybe you're on painkillers or something like that, you're trying to get off those. Listen, don't do that without a doctor's help. That's dangerous. All right? But whatever the case is, whatever it may be, you're trying to hide it from people, hide what you've been doing, and it doesn't work, okay? People in pornography, they're viewing pornography, they're watching it, they're in bondage, and they've never repented of it, or they're trying to fight it alone, and they've never really confessed and dealt with it before. They've kept it hidden, and that hidden sin will kill you, friend. Hidden sin will destroy you. It'll destroy your life. That hypocrisy in your life, if you're a child of God, chastening comes. If you continue to live in that sin, death will come. Don't play games. Satan wants to keep you so you're embarrassed, so you won't tell the truth, so you won't deal with the things that you have struggles with, or the things that you're in rebellion to. You won't deal with those things. You won't get help, and he'll destroy you. Get help. Talk to somebody. Don't try to go it alone out there. Some of you don't have a church where you find the most godly people you know, and you sit down with them, and you have them pray with you, and you have them agree with you in prayer to strengthen you and to keep you. I recommend fasting and prayer, obviously. Have others that are God-fearing people fast and pray for you to seek God's face and have the power of God in your life to get through whatever sin you're battling, or whatever you're battling, whatever the cause may be. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your a rebellious wife, and you're, you know, or maybe it's, you know, you're being left by your wife or something like that, and you're just going to go through it alone, and Satan gets you by yourself, and you start to get oppressed by the devil, and you start getting depressed, and you start entertaining all these thoughts in your mind, and it will destroy you. You need to talk to somebody. The last thing you want to do is to isolate yourself. There's a lot of people out there that get depressed and they isolate themselves. And that's when Satan comes, when you're by yourself, because he knows that you are by yourself. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not ignorant of his devices. We understand who he is and how wicked he is, and that he wants to destroy the people of God. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to get you hooked into pornography. He wants to get you hooked into fornication. He wants to get you into that area. And he wants you to reason within yourself that everything's okay. When you reason within yourself, you'll explain away all your sin. You'll explain away everything. Because you're reasoning with yourself. Even with the Bible, I've known people that get into spurious doctrines. Why? They're off by themselves. They think they know it all. And they get this vein of thought inside their mind, and they can't get rid of that thought. And they just follow that, and they're following a multitude to evil. They've been subverted. Satan subverts you when you're by yourself. Satan tempts you when you're by yourself. Remember the Lord? Remember Jesus when he was taken up by Satan? By the Holy Ghost took him, and Satan took him. The Holy Ghost led him, right? Take Jesus. And what did he do? He tempted him when he was alone. What does the devil do? Tempt you when you're alone. I'll tell you another thing. This is just a free thought that doesn't cost you anything to listen to, but go to sleep at night. Don't be staying up all night. If you stay up all night, that's when the devil comes to attack you. There's something that I have seen, a pattern with people that I have seen, that the most satanic attacks come at night when you should be sleeping. They do. I've seen people stuck in pornography, it's at night. Booze drinking, it's at night. Things they do in the night, the Bible says. But we are not of the night. We're not of darkness. We're of the light. Amen. Other things. Satan's attacks on your mind at night. A lot of it is at night. When you're supposed to be sleeping. God made you to sleep at night. Go to sleep. Don't stay up all night. Don't stay up studying or reading or anything else. You go to bed and get some sleep. You wake up early in the morning. That's when God... Wake up early in the morning and get things done. Don't be falling into the devil's traps. It's when the devils come to really attack us at night. I believe that. I've seen it. I've seen a pattern of that with many people that I've counseled and talked to. I'm just trying to give you some hints to help you, okay? Satan wants to isolate you. He wants to get you off alone. He knows at night you're by yourself. You're not around anybody else. And he can pinpoint you, and he can get you. He can needle you. He can get through that armor Throw those fiery darts through there. Go to bed at night. Don't be staying up all night. I don't care if you're not working right now and you think, no, don't stay up all night. It's not a good thing. Unless you're praying all night and you're away from everything else and you're seeking God's face, that's the only time. Otherwise, don't be staying up all night at night and looking on the internet doing all this. You're going to get into sin. You got no accountability at night like that. I've heard of so many brethren, so many people get into sin like that. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you, okay? I don't want you to be caught up by the devil. I hate Satan. I hate his traps. I hate his tricks. I hate what he does to the saints. And I'm tired of seeing brethren destroyed by the devil. I'm tired of seeing them beat up by the devil. Remember who you're wrestling against. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Seek godly counsel if you're stuck in something, if you got a problem. Don't let it get too far out so it consumes you. Get the help you need. Talk to somebody that you know is spiritually walking with the Lord and going the direction that you want to be going. Talk to them. And if you're somebody that's being talked to, answer your brethren that's caught up in meekness and fear. Don't be proud and arrogant against them and think, well, I got it all figured out. I haven't been through that before. I've never done that. Don't be thinking you're better than anybody. If you're counseling that person, you be kind to them and you show them their transgressions, but you help them to restore them. You that are spiritual, restore such a one in meekness. You restore them in meekness. Those that are caught in sin. There's pastors that are caught in sin. They don't talk to their people and they're getting caught up into sin. And they're being caught up and they're being isolated. And Satan's using the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to destroy them. I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are. You still need to talk to somebody. I thank God for a godly wife that I can sit down and talk to. And that I can pray with. And that I've been blessed with. And godly brethren at Old Paths Baptist Church that I can sit down and talk to. And we can pray for one another. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. When you get out there by yourself. And you don't have a church. The devil wants to chew you up and spit you out. And no, it's not gossip to talk about the sin you're struggling with. That's Bible. You go get the help you need. And you get prayer. It's not gossip. By the way, that word gossip doesn't show up in the King James Bible. It's called backbiting if you're doing that. Or it's called slander. Or it's called being a talebearer or something like that. But dealing with sin and getting the victory over it and getting help and getting prayed for is not gossip. It's Bible. And too many people want to hide their sin and act like it doesn't exist and not deal with it. There's so many churches out there that even if the people do come to that church, that they don't deal with sin in their life. They're not dealing with it and they're being consumed by the devil. And pastors all over the country are not preaching strong on things and strong against sin and holding each other as well as the people and the pastor accountable for things. And praying with them and strengthening one another and talking about the struggles and trials they're going through. They don't want to deal with sin anymore. It's not fun. They want to go on and live in this corporate America, this corporate churchianity. Live in it. And not ever help anybody. You know who comes here? Broken people. I think fixed people come here? No. Fixed people don't come here. Broken people come here. And God heals them. I don't heal them. I'm just a man. I need healing from the Lord every day. God heals them. Why? Because you take the word of God and you deal with things. You love your brethren, you pray for each other, you bear you one of those burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what we need, friend. Otherwise, Satan isolates us, gets us off on our own, and destroys us. That's what he wants. He lurketh about, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, right? He's looking for the one sheep that's alone by themselves. So he can destroy him. Don't fall for his traps, friend. Just some thoughts. I hope they help somebody. Keep yourself accountable too. That's probably a third one. Always keep yourself accountable. You know what? I'm always, every once in a while, if I have a brother or somebody struggling with something, I'm always once about, I look them in their eyes sometimes and say, how you doing, brother? How you doing with that? Why do I do that? Because I want them to be accountable. I want them to know that, hey, I care for you. I'm praying for you. And I want you to know that I'm going to keep you accountable. Amen? That's what you do when you love somebody. You keep them accountable. You hold them accountable for what they do. That's what a local church is about, not just about fellowship. Oh, I know. I'd love to have the fellowship of church. No, friend, you don't just need the fellowship of a church. You need the accountability of a church. And if a church is being biblical, they'll hold each other, the pastor included, everybody accountable. Praise God. Amen. All right, anyway. I just thought about some of those thoughts this morning that weighed heavy on my heart is helping other people and going through some things that are going through some things right now. I hope you listen to them. I hope they're a benefit to you. God bless you. Have a good day.